This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Upgrade your space now during Blinds.com's anniversary sale and save up to 50% site-wide. Blinds.com. Elevate your windows with the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Blinds.com offers hundreds of premium window treatment options. Choose from woven wood and Roman shades to blinds, motorized shades, and more. All designed to fit your budget without sacrificing quality. Blinds.com brings the showroom to you with free virtual consultations and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Our design experts can help schedule a professional measure and installation, plus guidance for DIYers too. Blinds.com has been trusted for 29 years, earning thousands of five-star reviews. Shop with confidence, knowing you'll get upfront pricing, no hidden fees, and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. But hurry, these savings won't last. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off site-wide. Save up to 50% site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hello, Joshua. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, guys.
Hola.
Joshua, welcome to the program. Random question,
All right.
This is going to be a tough one.
Oh, boy.
Would you rather eat one ghost pepper, or drink a gallon of someone else's loogies and spit?
Oh, my God.
Oh, gosh. Give me the ghost pepper.
You'll take the ghost pepper. Because we know for a fact, I mean, this is hours. This is hours of absolute agony from what we know and watching videos. And these are just people who do the one chip challenge. I'm talking about eating an actual ghost pepper.
Yep. I'm taking the ghost pepper.
Yep. You're taking the ghost pepper.
Because I feel like I'm going to vomit about the same either way. But at least.
But it's not going to, it's not physically. I mean, look, let's assume that you drink this gallon and it does not mess with your body.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Right, everyone, no one's
like,
sick.
You're not getting a disease or anything like that. You're fine when you're done with it. The difference is your body's not going to take the physical toll that the gas, the acid reflux, everything that you're going to get from this ghost pepper that's going to be sticking around for hours on end.
It is hours on end, but it's just the pain, and eventually it was a capsaicin. Is that the thing that makes peppers hot, right? So I just read about this. So the capsaicin, the reason it's hot. So when it goes on your tongue, right, you eat something super hot. And they were talking about the Carolina Reaper, which I believe is the hottest pepper on earth right now. But they said, look, it's not that it doesn't suck. It definitely sucks. But the capsaicin itself, it attaches to certain nerve endings on your tongue.
All right.
Your tongue specifically. But then it creeps up into your mucous membrane. And everything you do as a result. So the tears in your eyes and the runny nose, that's your body trying to flush it out. So you say it's from the pain, but it's actually your body trying to flush it out. So they said, look, the thing with like a ghost pepper or these other peppers that have the high capsaicin count, whatever, Scoville count, they take longer to break down. So they're already hot, and they hit your body, right? And they cling onto these nerves. So they're like, you're not really tasting anything. It literally is just pain.
So and it's that, just immediately trying to get out of your body. Your body's trying to reject it immediately.
Because these nerves go, oh, my God, we have been napalmed. So they send that signal to your brain. Your brain says, well, hell, we've been napalm, do everything to flush it out. So that's why people start drooling. That's why your nose runs. And it's not that I want to eat a ghost pepper, but the idea of drinking loogies. And sadly, I almost have an example of this. When I'm growing up, my grandmother, on my mom's side, she, you know, when you're a kid, whatever you see, you're just used to it because that's how things are. Looking back, this is disgusting. So like anything, she'd be laying in bed half the time with a visitor. And on her nightstand, she had a empty half gallon milk thing. And as she's talking to you, she's like, yeah, I mean, she would just spit it in there. But again, I grew up with this. I just thought that's what everyone did. It was just her. Anyway, I got to be about 11 years old. My 3-year-old cousin at the time, he did not realize that it was not milk. So we're all in there talking to her. I believe we were watching the movie Silverado back in the day. Just gotten cable. And that was on, and there was no nudity, so it was cool to watch. And my cousin, he walked over, he grabbed this milk carton, popped it open, started to tip it up, and everyone in that room screamed no at the same time. So he broke down in tears. He thought we were mad at him. We're just like, bro, do not drink anything in that milk carton. And even just the milk, and keep in mind, he did not drink any. You never saw the inside because it's, you know, an opaque carton. But, like, the thought of that, even now, I'm just like, I'm going to throw the hell up. It is so gross because when she would first spit it in, you'd hear it hit the bottom. After you're there for 2 or 3 days, you realize it's the same carton. It's not making contact with the bottom of the carton anymore. It's just landing on loogie. So I never looked inside. I understood what was in there. So the idea of drinking a gallon of other people's stuff, I'm like, nah.
Yeah.
Nah, okay. Man. Right. I can't do it. And sadly, that is based on personal experience. Like, no. Just the thought of it is mortifying.
Shit.
It is random. Would you rather question 206-803-ROCK?
Wait. Somebody corrected me. Pepper X is now the hottest pepper in the world.
Well, they're all made in a lab anyway.
Yeah.
So you can continue to do this for the rest of your life if you want to.
But why do they feel the need to make it hotter, right? So the Carolina Reaper, the guy that put them together,
I think the challenge of it.
Well, for him, he was putting all the seeds together of all these different, I believe he leaned predominantly Asian peppers, mm-hmm. which already kind of skew hotter. And he's like, I came up with this thing, and he goes, it actually tastes good when you're done with the pain. So his goal was not, he knew it was going to be hot. And his goal wasn't just to make it hot, it was also to have some flavor.
That's my only thing.
The problem is, it's so hot, and he's a little better at it than normal people, but he's like, but I get it. It was a little hotter than I thought it would be, so by the time you get to the taste, you don't want anything to do with it.
I think jalapeno is as far as I'll go on the taste of enjoying a hot pepper.
Jalapeno? Man, that's like the bottom rung.
As far as the flavor. You know, just the flavor aspect. Like, right. I like a green pepper. I like any form of that. White, right, yellow, red.
What about a habanero?
I don't mind. I just like the taste of a jalapeno as far as I can take the heat. I just like the flavor of it. Like, I love a verde type pepper, like an Anaheim pepper or, you know, something like that, like a green chili. I like the taste of those peppers.
I'm with you, Miles, on that jalapeno is probably the hottest that I'd go because I do enjoy the flavor of jalapeno. Habanero, I can stand the heat. I just don't really prefer the flavor.
That's what I'm saying. Like, as far as the taste of it.
Right. The flavor of habanero, like, I can handle the heat. It's not that. It's spicier than jalapeno for me, but I just don't like the flavor. Beyond that, I haven't tasted enough flavor to warrant the amount of spice that we're getting.
All right, so they have a quick list here. All right, so this the Scoville heat unit of different peppers you use. So bell peppers, zero. There's no Scoville.
I love the flavor of them.
All right, banana peppers that you get on the sandwich.
I love those too.
It's about 500.
Those are fantastic.
Poblanos, 1,000 to 2,500. And then jalapenos, believe it or not, 2,500 to 10,000 Scoville. So
I grow them every year.
You might get a super spicy one. The serrano peppers, one step up from jalapeno, but it won't kill you. The Tabasco / cayenne pepper, 25 to 50,000.
Okay.
All right, now, the peppers, so a habanero is 100,000 to 350,000. And I'm good with a habanero, and I like the taste. I don't typically go above that. What shocks me here is that the Thai chili peppers, which to me are some of the hottest.
Oh, yeah.
That, you know, you get Thai food.
Oh, yeah. One to five stars.
It's below a habanero, man. It's 50,000.
That's why they ask, how much do you want? Because they could give you just a little.
Say like, two. There's two. But yeah, Carolina Reaper is 1.5 million to 2.5 million Scovilles. And as people pointed out, Pepper X, 2,693,000 Scovilles.
Not doing it.
Come on, man.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.